On the topic of how do we study courses, I want to bring up this comment that I thought was helpful. Colleen was hosting one of the implementation sessions in my group coaching program. She's a fellow participant and hosts sessions for others to work on a course topic together. Anyway, Aurora told us she uses a process where when she's watching one of the courses, she takes notes in Google Docs where she includes links to the exact location of whatever she wants to return to so that she doesn't have to search for it again later. So again, Google Docs, pull it up when you're watching my courses. And when you hear something that you want to remember, write it down along with the link to that particular lesson so that you can go back to it later. This way, you can have details and context on which ideas from the video lesson sparked interest for you, and then you can click to get to it right away when you're ready to dive into it more deeply. Previously, I've been using bookmarks, but now I'm finding that that's not to be as clear and succinct without having the context with notes. And also, the bookmarks list just gets huge and overwhelming. So, yeah. And then Aurora replies, "Is yes, as you cl so clearly summarize, I take notes. I capture the ideas and the to-do items that resonate with me into a Google Doc, and I link to the exact video lesson where they're mentioned. That way, I can easily go back and re-watch or reread the material if my notes aren't enough. This practice, however, means I can't just listen to the videos while doing something else. I'm really studying it, but it makes everything way easier later. Think of it as upfront work." So, I invite you to comment below. How do you study courses, whether it's mine or anything else? Now, there is something to be said about like watching them when you're doing some chores or you're driving, or you're not watching them while you're driving, but at least listening to them while you're driving or walking or doing chores, because it at least gets you a first round. But the key thing is if you do a first round of just like listening to them, like, "Oh yeah, that's interesting. Oh yeah, that's, huh, I never thought of that before," then that's fine. And maybe like 1% will seep in the long term, and maybe you get something out of it. But the way that you actually sit down and study, like you did in university or your high school or whatever, where you actually like study it like a textbook, and then like you take notes and you go, "Okay, I want to do that. I want to add that to my HAT manual, my workflow process." That's really, I think, where a lot of the implementation gets done. So anyway, feel free to comment below. Was that comment helpful? How do you study? Looking forward to seeing how we can all learn together about how to learn better together.